We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
WBBM FM and HD1 Chicago. Gabe and Nina. Weekday mornings. This is B96.
Good morning. Happy Friday to the Work Hard Be Good crew. And specifically, Nina.
I'm ready. Let's go.
Those that did not get paid today. They get paid next week, but they're still planning on working hard because they know they need the job.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. That's a big one. Okay. Also, shout out to all of those people that know you're the ones that your friends go to when they got problems. So you're strong and you take them on and handle your business and you're still out there being good. Shout out to you.
I love that. All right. It's Gabe and Nina. Time for the top six of six in no particular order.
Number six.
I'll go first. Is yesterday I put away my scooter.
Oh, where do you put it, actually?
Okay, that's actually a, gosh, that was a good question. Because what happened was it was sitting in front of my house for like a week. And I'm sure my neighbors are getting upset that it was probably not stealing a parking spot, but making it difficult for people to park because, you know, you're worried you're going to hit the scooter or whatever.
Okay. Sure. It doesn't take up that much room.
At all.
Yeah.
But I know what it's, I mean, I've parked in the spot and I've been like, damn, I hope I don't hit my own scooter. So I'm sure the neighbors probably feel the same way. So I put it in the backyard. And then I was having talks with my dad if I could leave it in his garage. Oh. He started feeling a certain type of way about it.
Oh.
So then Nicole and I realized that it fits into the back entrance of my house.
That's awesome.
So we're going to just take it down the steps and put it in my basement.
It fits in the basement?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it goes through the doorway.
Isn't that like a best case scenario? Because then you don't have to worry about it getting cold.
That's the greatest case scenario. And then when I want to take it out, I have this vision of me in the basement starting my scooter and then up the stairs. It's just, I don't know, man.
It's like monster cars,
small
but like
little thing,
with a scooter.
Number six.
Like superhero style. Okay.
Oh, damn, wait, hold on.
Sorry.
That was number six.
That was it again.
Number five.
Here we go. Have you heard of the Peter Pans of the pandemic?
This is funny.
I think this is so funny, and I kind of can get behind it. So essentially what it is, it's the 20-year-olds, the 30-year-olds, all of us out here feeling like we just missed a year of our life and, you know, maybe some more. And as our birthdays continue to approach, we just feel like not acknowledging them because that wasn't really your 25th year, you know?
Yeah.
So you want to go ahead and be 25 again. So everybody, I don't know, I don't want to say everybody, but there is a large number of people that are accepting this, being Peter Pans and just not getting older.
I think it's like, I think so many people have this already in their daily lives, right? If you had a crappy teenage years, you want to be high school-y. If you're 20s, you were busy doing something, you want to be 20-ish.
Right.
You know, that kind of stuff. But I think this applies more so to people who are 29, 19. All the nines.
Okay, that makes sense. Like, if you wanted to get something done by the time you were 30, but you couldn't because the pandemic put you back. Oh, my God. You're 29 again. It's fine.
Could you imagine the pandemic finishes and you're 30?
And you're like, but I didn't do it yet.
Like, wait, my last year in my 20s, this is what it was. Peter Pan, your ass. I get it.
God.
Number four
is we're going to bring some positivity in your life because we are the Work Hard, Be Good crew.
Facts.
So this dad was trying to play with his son on this, like, jungle gym, and he was just a little bit bigger than the jungle gym.
Okay.
And so when the kid was like, hey, dad, come over here. Get on the jungle gym. Pops is like,
okay.
No. Pops is like, dude, I'm too big.
Oh, he didn't try anyway.
You can do it.
Well, I can't. I'm too big.
You can do it.
Oh.
You put your foot right here.
Right here?
Yeah. Okay. Come to me,
he says.
Come to me.
No, that's just too much. I can't do it.
You can do it.
I can't do it.
I know you can. Come on, you can do it. You can do it. Come on. Let's go downstairs together.
We can try together.
Can we just play that all day? Guys,
yes.
If you need to remember something, you can do it.
You can do it. I believe in you.
No matter if you're too big for a jungle gym, you can do it.
Put your foot right here.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, you want to bring some nice happiness into your life.
Something warm.
Number three.
Work hard, be good, crew. You can do it.
Yeah, I love that.
And then whenever you're in doubt, wait, where's my other one?
I am smart. I am blessed. I can do anything.
If you didn't say that to yourself in the mirror yet today, you better do that. And then take stock of where you plan on spending your money in the next couple of months. I'm just here to help you out because already there's projections of things that are going to be selling out as we go about our shopping the next few months. So if you were in the market for any fitness equipment, puzzles and board games, a Nintendo Switch, very specific, yarn and craft supplies, or even spices. This one's what gets me. They're projecting or they believe that they're going to be gone within the next couple months. So if you want any of those things.
Spices?
Go buy them now. Yeah, spices. I'm like, what?
That spices are going to be gone in the next couple of months?
Yeah, they said with the big increase in demand, with people cooking more at home and with the holidays around, there's going to be disruptions in the supply chain around the globe.
Oh, man.
I know
some of you guys don't know this. I graduated with a degree in economics.
Yeah.
So I look at this supply and demand thing, and that was the one that just stood out to me.
The spices?
Because there's a dollar spices. You can buy a whole big-ass thing of a spice for a dollar when you go down to Pete's. So something's that cheap. There's mounds and mounds and mounds and mounds of it.
I mean, just look in the back of your cupboard. You probably have spices that dropped that you haven't used and forgot about.
Is there any cinnamon here? Can you see where the cinnamon is at? Oh, no, we're out of
cinnamon. Cry, where's your pumpkin pie at? You need your spice for your pumpkin pie.
Damn it. Number two.
All right, number two is, this one is crazy.
Okay.
This, Nina, I cannot believe this is a thing. When's the last time you heard about some cannibalism?
Silence of the Lambs.
Okay.
Oh, bath salts when people in Florida were eating faces.
I mean, when you wanted to... I just want to play the clip. Go ahead. Listen.
We did find evidence to crimes being committed and maybe surgeries being performed inside the residence.
What area of the body that the victim was injured?
It would be the male private area. It is something that we have never in my career run across.
You know, it was a botched operation.
Uh-huh.
And it led to the arrest of Bob Lee Allen.
Uh-huh.
And Thomas Evans Gates.
Oh, my God. This is true crime, guys,
in
right
Oklahoma.
Now.
They charged them with a bunch of things because what they ended up doing was they chopped off a guy's junk who wanted it to be cut off. So they're not arresting these guys because they like kidnapped a guy and cut off his junk and tried to eat it.
They tried to eat it?
They put it in the freezer. They wanted to eat it. They're cannibals.
What is happening here?
This
is about to be a Lifetime movie.
My thing is this.
Or oxygen.
When you were like, I don't know, taking a shower or like fixing Fruit Loops on Thursday, these guys were like chopping off the business.
This is so bad.
That should have been number one, man.
it really should have. You can take that
number
back.
One.
I'll tell you, though, if you're eating Fruit Loops, you're never going to not associate the two again.
Oh, man.
Okay, back to in no particular order.
Yes. That's why you got to listen to the whole thing.
Right, because you don't know what you're going to get.
Number one might be number three.
Right.
So, okay.
Switching it up. Okay.
I got hyped up right there.
I thought this was really cool. I'm kind of a nerd, if you didn't know, but NASA is launching a 4G phone network on the moon. I was like, what? So they're going to be putting a thing up there. So all of the different astronauts, whenever they're up in space, they're going to be able to use their phone, the internet, all of that type of stuff while they're there.
Bruh, their Instagram selfie game is going to be crazy.
Yo, I just feel like we're going to be able to capture aliens now a lot easier because they're streaming.
I'm thinking of beautiful selfies with actual things in outer space. Nina goes to the aliens.
Anyway, I just thought it was really cool. And Nokia is actually the company that's going to be doing it. Cool, huh?
Shout out to them, man. I bet you the service is going to be amazing. No interruptions. Because nobody's going to be on the
attic. Yeah, that was good.
All right, listen, the radio.com world premiere. She looks amazing in her cover art, I would say. Ariana Grande. It is called Positions, and it's happening right here on Chicago's new hit music, B96. With Gabe and Nina. B96, Chicago's new hit music. And we are the duo that is tasked with waking you up every morning.
And getting you ready for the weekend, baby, it's Friday.
That's right. And that's why we play TBT each and every weekday, 6:20, 9:20 a.m., where we give you a question about a song, a TV, and then a TV show, and then a movie, and we find out how old school you are.
877-591-9696. Use that number if you know the answer to this question.
We're going way back, guys.
In 1943.
Not that far, close. The Simpsons. The Simpsons first aired in 1989. There's like 30-something seasons. That's unreal. And obviously, the show has become an American treasure. Homer and Marge, they've got three children, two girls and a boy. But what's their son's name? What is it? Do you know? 877-591-9696.
All right, call. Give us the answer. Flood the lines. They're open right now. Then Nina got two other questions for you. You get those right, she'll sing you a song. Come play TBT with us, Gabe and Nina, next on B96. Alex in Addison Park, welcome to TBT.
How's it going?
Nina, do you think Alex is an old school name?
I think Alex is a classic name. Like, that's it will well be said. Forever. Are you Alexander?
Yeah.
Alexander's old school. I said Alex, not Alexander. Well, you know what, Alex? We're going to find out, in fact, how old school you are.
Okay. Hitting you with a question about a TV show, Alex. You just heard it. The Simpsons first aired in 1989, and the show has become an American treasure. Homer and Marge have three children, two girls and a boy. What is their son's name?
I believe it's Bart Simpson.
Good job, Alex. He loves Butterfingers. Okay, next question about a movie. In 1991, sorry guys, we're going way back with their classics. Actress Christina Ricci played the role of Wednesday in a movie about a creepy family. Cousin It, Morticia, and Gomez are just a few of the other family members. The family name is the same as the title of the movie.
All right, what's the name of the movie, Alex?
We actually just watched this the other day. It's the Addams Family.
Okay, Alex.
Morticia, low-key, super crush on her when I was younger.
Did you really?
I think every boy watching the Addams Family felt that way. All right, question number three for the sweep. Here we go.
All right. In 2016, Halsey teamed up with an EDM duo for a song called Closer. So, baby, pull me closer in the backseat of your Rover. Who's the duo that Halsey collaborated with?
Closer.
Someone who doesn't care about the bad luck omen of having sex in the backseat of your car. I'll tell you that.
You were still the first person that has ever taught me that.
We did a whole topic about it.
We sure did. Chicago agree.
Hey, Alex, the answer?
The answer is actually the Chainsmokers, Alex. Alex, Gabe brought up a good point. Who was your like first crush back in the day?
First crush?
Celebrity crush.
Celebrity crush, yeah.
A wild maybe, Christina Milian.
Oh, damn.
Bro, you want to fight? You want to battle to the end? Do you want a death match with me? Is that what's going on? You're really trying to get on my bad side, Alex.
Look at us stirring this up. That's just funny.
Nah, that was my girl too, Alex. I'm going to have a talk with you about that and check your Instagram feed and how many likes you've been having.
Gabe's going to troll you.
All right, Alex, have a great weekend, man. Thanks for playing. All right?
When we come back.
But let me find out. let me find out, Alex.
What were the chances that he was going to say Christina Milian? To. That's funny.
I've only broken a couple people's fingers for saying that. I might have to add you to the list. All right, listen. That is my First World Friday problem. Someone loves my girl. No, I'm just playing. When we come back, it's 6:37, First World Friday. I'll tell you about, there's something I had to do after taking a shower.
Oh, great.
That's extremely embarrassing, and it is a First World Friday problem. Again, 6:37, next on B96.
You know what time it is when you hear that music. It's a First World Friday. 877-591-9696. Because sometimes you just have to complain about the things that we
don't
are
feel
blessed
bad
to have.
About being privileged. I say that all the time. As someone that I was literally talking to Nicole, and I'm like, man, I've been broke my whole life. She's like, well, you've been at B96 for a long time. I'm like, babe, I was broke more than half the time I've been at B96. I'm like, but I tell people all the time that have parents or whatever, don't feel bad about that. You did your thing. That's you. And we're still in America. Like, everybody, we trying to get ours.
And you still get to complain about it because, you know what? Release yourself going into the weekend.
All right, 877-591-9696. The lines are open right now, and I'm going to go first.
Okay, go ahead.
Don't open it yet, Nina.
I got you.
All right. I have a couple.
Shocking.
First one is, I went to go get some orange juice yesterday. And the little, it was a brand new OJ, and the little plastic thing that you pop off.
Yeah.
Broke.
What?
It broke.
So what did you do?
So I had to turn the carton, what would that be, 90 degrees, and then open the actual cardboard carton and pour it out like that. I had to actually move, put my hands to the carton. You know how hard that is?
You mean to tell me you had to work for your juice? You had to work to go have money to go get your juice, and then you had to work a little extra harder just to quench your thirst?
You mean to tell me Nicole just couldn't buy a plastic one that has the twist off? We had to get the one in the cart? All right, now here's the real one.
Though. Okay.
This is a genuine First World Friday problem.
Okay.
I went to go take a shower this week for the first time. No, I'm sorry. I went to go take a shower this week, and I'm in the shower, Nicole and the baby are upstairs. I open the curtain, and there are no towels in the bathroom.
Oh my God.
So I had to go into the dirty clothes hamper, grab a t-shirt of mine, and I had to dry myself off with a damn t-shirt.
Wait, so you need to tell me you knew you were going to take a shower and you didn't check to see if there was a towel before you took a shower?
It's a bathroom. It's have towels in it.
You need to tell me you can go and look in the linen closet, but there's no linens in the closet.
There's a washer dryer in there. And I'm like, where the towel's at? And I'm dropping.
You mean you couldn't just shake it off?
That was the problem. It's too much water. And I said, I literally said to myself, how am I going to get out of this situation? I'm in a pickle. And I said, well, here's a dirty clothes thing. And I smelled it every shirt like, no, okay, this one ain't too bad.
Oh, my God. So,
hey, I'll tell you this, though. A one t-shirt can dry your whole body. I'll tell you that.
Oh, wow.
I bet you didn't know that.
Look at the things that you learn.
All right, 877-591-9696. What is your First World Friday problem?
Okay, so earlier this week, I went to lunch with a friend, and I pulled out my jeans, you know, the ones that have, like, the holes in them, kind of like a big one over my left thigh.
Okay.
And before I left the house, I looked down, and, you know, you can see your skin, and I realized you could see a couple of my little pricklies. I needed to go and shave to put my jeans back on so I could go meet my friend for lunch so I wouldn't have a little prickly patch on my thigh.
You mean to tell me Medusa actually lives on your leg?
It was a prickly patch. Man.
You mean to tell me you had a 5 o'clock shadow on your quadricep?
Is that because I'm Persian? No, I'm just kidding.
You mean to tell me you couldn't just braid it up?
No. Not Chewbacca over here.
Did you get a bald fade or did you
you're having fun now. Okay.
Oh, man. All right. The lines are open, guys. We've all been there. We all got First World Friday problems.
True.
What are yours? 877-591-9696. We'll take your calls next. Happy Friday. Let's start it off with a smile, guys. It's B96. Lauren, what is your First World Friday problem?
Okay, so honestly, it's really dumb, but so I went to Dunkin' Donuts this week. I go, like, before I go to class usually.
Sure.
And my total was $2.88, and it just, like, irritated me so bad that I didn't have 88 cents, and so I had to break another dollar.
Oh, no. You mean to tell me you don't got a debit card? Wintrust.com/Gabe.
Like that, I like using just cash. So, like, because it's like small amounts, you know?
You mean to tell me that in a pandemic, you still want to use cash?
That's so real.
Yeah, so I don't need change back.
You mean to tell me you just have a stack that just you can pick from in your pocket? My God.
You mean to tell me I was too greedy and I just had to go to Dunkin' Donuts? Yes. Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Oh, man. Lauren, well, we appreciate you calling in and sharing your story with us.
Thank you.
Enjoy your coffee.
B96, what's your First World Friday problem?
Hi. So construction just started by my apartment, and I had to park a whole block away and walk to my car.
Oh, my gosh. You mean to tell me that you didn't pay the extra $50 a month to get a parking spot in the back of
You mean to tell me you don't have those sneakers with the little wheels on them? You can just skate yourself right on over there?
You mean to tell me you just couldn't Uber to your house if it was really an issue, right?
Scooters! You mean to tell me you just don't have a scooter? scooter.
You mean to tell me you couldn't just jump on your significant other's back all the way to
Yeehaw!
Giddy up. It is me, it is Nina, and it is my baby mama, Nicole. Good morning, babe.
Hi, Nicole.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
It's time for the baby daddy check-in. Two dad jokes and a baby update every weekday, 7:05 and 9:05 a.m. And on Fridays, we bring in my baby mama. I wish I'm going to have her tell a joke. Her mom jokes are funny.
Oh,
it's, it's where she explains the punchline. Watch. I'll take a shot at it. I'll take a shot at it. So I don't know if you know this, Nina. Nicole does, but I own a sword.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it doesn't weigh much, though.
Uh-huh.
It's my lightsaber. Lightsaber like wow. Star Wars, because it's like doesn't weigh wow. anything. Mom joke.
Yeah, I get it.
That's what you're supposed to say. Mom, Nina was yelling over it, but that was supposed to say mom joke at the end of that. The baby daddy check-in today is that, on Sunday, Whitney will be 6 months.
Oh, my gosh, already?
Six months old. You're like, you don't even have a newborn anymore. You don't have you have like a whole other person. But we're struggling with one thing, right, babe?
Yes. The cake.
I was just going to
ask. The half cake.
Did you get it?
No, I'm a real procrastinator. So this is something I've waited last minute on. And I know we need like literally a half cake, not even a full cake. But it's for us. I mean, it's for her, but it's for us.
Because we're going to eat it.
Yeah.
Right.
She can eat the cake.
Could you make it now and then like eat half?
Well, the whole thing is we want to buy it because we're lazy
Okay.
and procrastinators. So we probably would never make the cake.
Uh-huh.
The problem we're having is we don't even know what the cake should be. You know what I'm saying? Like you're doing a half birthday. Should it be half of a yin yang? Like you're the yin to our yang or whatever. Should it be a half of a one? Should it be a cookie half eaten? I just don't know.
It should be a turkey leg. You call her your little turkey.
Oh, that's a cute one.
You should make it a little turkey.
Okay, if you make cakes, holla at us because we don't know.
Please.
We don't even know what to do. Or if you have suggestions, I would say. If you have a suggestion, or what did you do for your child on their half birthday? Like, what kind of cake did you have? We just want that. And then we're going to eat it. Right, babe? We're eating it?
Yep. Chocolate.
Ooh.
Please.
All right.
Nicole, did you pick out an outfit for her?
No, Nina, I really have procrastinated on this one. I literally just bought her costume, so... Yeah.
No pressure.
I'll find something.
No worries.
All right,
Amazon Prime.
Guys.
Right, these aren't serious questions.
All right. Here's your second dad joke. What do you call a snake that's 3.14 meters long?
What?
A python. It's 3.14 like pi. Got to do a math joke once in a while, guys.
That's your favorite.
Got to do a math joke. A snake that's 3.14 meters long. A python. That's hilarious. Anyway. All right, babe. I love you. We'll talk to you later, okay?
Bye, Nicole.
Okay. Bye.
Oh,
I always hang up on her, guys. I'm so sorry. All right. Coming up next, two brand new contestants for Wake Up Wars, but one of them is going to win.
Right. Crowning a new king or queen of the Wake Up World. We're playing next on B96.
Waking up is already a battle. But now it's time for the war. Wake Up Wars on B96.
The weekend is finally here. You're on your way to work, but don't worry. You got a whole weekend ahead of you. It is Gabe and Nina in the morning. It is time for Wake Up Wars. And we got two brand new contestants trying to win some breakfast. And on my team, I got Wilson. Wilson, good morning.
Good morning.
If I'm ever left on an island, I know me and you are going to be good, bro.
I was just going to say it.
Had to.
Gabe and Nina, I love you guys.
Oh, Wilson, thank you.
Papa, ¿sí o no?
No.
Okay.
No.
We also have Kate and Joliet ready to play on my team this morning. Welcome to Wake Up Wars.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Wilson just friendly. He's trying to say hi to everybody.
Wilson's ready. I love it, man. All right, you know what, Wilson? Wow. Since you're ready, I'm going to ask you, do you want to go first or do you want to let Kate go first?
I'll go second.
All right, Wilson, hang on 1 second. All right, Kate, you might have an easy time today.
We're about to find out, though. Kate, you're going to get... a female-centered question, a male-centered question, and the Chicagoland question. Whoever gets the most right will win today and have an opportunity to go on for two more chances at breakfast. Here's your first female-centered question. What type of gemstone is formed inside of an oyster?
A pearl.
Next question. In the movie Beetlejuice, how many times do you have to say his name in order for him to appear?
Three times. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Where is he? Okay, and for the Chicagoland question, Kate, you're on a roll. It's Haunted House Week on the show. We'll tell you about a spooky spot, and then you just have to tell us what burb it's in. Evil Intentions Haunted House is creepy. Creepy like Gabe's eyes when he looks at their website.
Whoa, wait a second.
Especially because this haunted house is inside an old casket company. This suburb is one of the largest in Illinois and starts with an E. What is it?
Oh, no.
Just guess.
Evanston?
Good guess.
Appreciate the guess, girl.
All right, Kate, hang on one second for me. Wilson, on the northwest side, your girl Kate got two questions correct today. So, let's see what you can do. Your first female-centered question. What type of gemstone is formed inside of an oyster?
A gemstone inside of an oyster?
I was trying to give you time. Nina was looking at me with a death stare.
Yeah.
Question number two, your male-centered question. In the movie Beetlejuice, Wilson, how many times did you have to say his name in order for him to appear?
Three times.
And question number three, it's Haunted House Week on the show. So we're going to tell you about a spooky spot, and then you'll just tell us what suburb it's in. Evil Intentions Haunted House is creepy. Creepy like my eyes when I look at their website. Especially because this haunted house is inside of an old casket company. The suburb is one of the largest in Illinois and starts with an E. What is the suburb it's in?
Elgin.
All right, Wilson, with that comeback.
All right, Wilson, hang on one second.
Kate, Wilson also got two questions correct, which means you guys have made it to the tiebreaker tune.
Ooh.
Super easy. Gonna tell you a song, and you just have to guess how long it is, okay?
Okay.
Your song is the Backstreet Boys' I Want It That Way. I want it that way. How long is that song?
3 minutes and 40 seconds.
Okay.
Perfect. Wilson, you made it to the tiebreaker tune. You know how this works?
Yes, sir.
Okay, your song is by the Backstreet Boys, and it is called I Want It That Way. You know, your old ringtone. How long is that song, Wilson?
I would say 2.5 minutes.
Okay. Well, Kate guessed 3 minutes and 40 seconds. The song is 3 minutes and 33 seconds. Which means, Kate, congratulations. You've just been crowned queen of the wake-up
I love it. Let's give you guys the questions because you guys both got different questions incorrect. The first one, the type of gemstone found in an oyster is a pearl, Wilson. A pearl.
I know. You guys both got this one right, though. You say Beetlejuice's name three times and poof, he appears.
And then Evil Intentions Haunted House. First of all, I can't believe it's in this, inside of an old casket
That's
company.
Kind of genius.
That's creepy, but it's in Elgin. Well, either way, Wilson, man, we appreciate you hanging out with us. Have a great weekend, all right?
Thanks for playing.
Oh, man, I love you guys. I listen to you guys all the time. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Wilson. I appreciate that. That means a lot. And Kate, you can suck up to us if you win two more times in a row. No, I'm sorry. And Kate, congratulations, though. You got your first victory. Two more. You get breakfast, huh?
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
This is a way to kick off the weekend, Kate. Do you have a spot in Joliet that you like to eat breakfast at?
Oh, most definitely. The Southern Cafe up in Crest Hill.
Southern Cafe.
She already knew what she was
buying
for. I
heard they got good parfaits that only cost $3.99 if you're curious as to what to get.
This guy.
All right, Kate, hang on one second. We're going to grab your information and we'll see you back here Monday, okay?
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right, you know what else tastes good? Some Culver's, because this Wake Up Wars is brought to you by Culver's. Cooked to order just for you. Welcome to Delicious. I got to be honest. The account executive for Culver's.
Yeah.
I literally just text him right now. Shout out Brett.
Yeah. Hi, Brett.
I'm like, Brett. I text him, you up? I was going to call him right now live on the radio. Be like, yo, bro, we going to get this Culver's money or what, bro?
That's so real.
Anyway, Brett, hopefully we'll get back from him. And don't forget, Monday morning, if you want to take on
our girl, Kate.
That just won.
Kate and Joliet.
Then make sure you're here 6:55 a.m., all right? But more importantly, what's coming up next is something that you're definitely going to want to be here for. Yesterday, we had the opportunity to talk to Rick and Lauren. Rick cheated on his girlfriend, Lauren, 2 years ago. And he has been in apology prison for 2 whole years. And he is like, this is too long. Let me out of here.
Mm-hmm.
But she scorned. She wants to try to see if the relationship can work out. Well, they're back on the show. And at 7:23, they're going to tell us what they talked about last night.
I mean, hopefully we get good news today after the past couple days.
I don't think I want to be in anything for 2 years. Except this radio relationship. Hold on.
Forever. All right.
7:23. Don't go nowhere, guys. Gabe and Nina, B96. And yesterday, if you were here, we talked to Rick and Lauren, who have been dealing with a situation where Rick himself cheated on her and has been in what we've called apology prison for the last 2 years. He hates being there.
She hates being there.
True. And we are trying to come to some sort of resolution, and we have both of them back on the line.
Yeah. Hey. Hi.
Hi. Welcome back, guys.
So, Rick, what was it like last night for you guys?
It felt like old times, man. Like, we were laughing. We were kind of joking around with each other, flirty.
Look at that.
It was a breath of fresh air.
Lauren, you guys had a blast, huh?
We did. I mean, I don't know if it just felt good to kind of get all that off my chest. And I know I probably should have been in therapy, but that yesterday acted like a little bit of some therapy for me. And so, yeah, it's just like, it was really freeing, and we had a really great time last night.
You know what it is, Nina? I think sometimes when you're in a position, and it happens often, right? We've been there, where you talk to an ex, and then you are all of a sudden more honest than you've ever been, than you ever were in the relationship.
And you're closer than you've ever
been.
Exactly.
Like, and you're like, yeah, you know what? When you used to do this, and when this happened, and I feel like you guys just, like, I don't know, had a little bit of truth serum mixed in with some kind of...
Was there like a conclusion though? Like, are you guys moving forward with your relationship?
We are. So if I can, I woke up this morning going, you know what? If to really move forward and we're moving like in the pursuit of complete and utter honesty, babe, I do want to ask you about two incidences. If you want, can be completely honest with me now, moving forward.
Listen, Lauren, I love you. You know, I want transparency. You know, I want us to be honest with each other, you know, from this point forward. So, yeah, ask me whatever you want.
Okay. Well, you know, again, and I think that's why apology prison was, you know, intense, because I also wondered about two other incidences. And one was the Cubs game, like a year ago. And you came home really late, and I gave you some crap about it. Did something happen that night with you and somebody?
You know, Lauren, I've got to say that, with, you know, the beers were flowing, and... you know, I did make out with somebody. I did. I got out of there, you know. But
oh my god!
And then I only blame myself.
Okay. All right. The wedding, my cousin's wedding. There was a rumor that you had made out with somebody there. And what happened? Is that true?
That was, again, you know, there was a lot of drinking. And,
Okay, guys. excuse me.
My stomach hurts listening.
Okay.
Oh my God. Okay.
Well, first, let's be very clear again. We're all about validating people's emotions right now. I'm sure you're upset, but to be fair, Lauren, you did want to know the answer to that. And Rick was honest.
Yeah.
And this is the space that you guys want to be in right now.
I mean, Lauren, after you hear all of that, even though you did ask for it, how do you feel?
Like I'm going to throw up.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Wow. Man.
Okay. You two hang on 1 second for me.
I think I'm processing. I'm not Lauren, but I'm still processing what he just said. What? This is like their whole relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to commend him for being honest.
Well, of course.
Because then he could have lied, but that would have been probably... I mean, these are all the things probably leading to him being in apology prison where there's like no... But now...
He didn't have a choice. He didn't have a choice right now.
So do you think she should break up with him?
Honestly, yes.
What?
I do.
What?
I'm glad that they were able to be honest, but she was already upset about an instance that she knew about. And then she had bad feelings about these other things, which probably she have been eating her alive for the past 2 years. And now you hear this stuff. I mean, it would take stronger than me if you can stick through this.
But I think now that
I couldn't.
But he's being honest now. So like, I think what they both want, right, is to be in this place, is to start all over again. Right?
How do you do that? Like, you, it's got to be completely broken to rebuild something.
I mean, it was already broken. He was in apology prison for 2 years. They've been trying to maintain and make their relationship work. So now that they're finally honest for the first time, probably in their whole entire relationship,
uh-huh,
like now they're in a space where they can. Okay, listen, the lines are open right now. 877-591-9696. And I'm going to ask you that very same question. Should Lauren break up with Rick? Or now that he's been honest, should they just start all over again?
Mm-mm.
877-591-9696. We'll take your calls next. All while you're listening to the brand new song from Ariana Grande called Positions. And he's in an awkward one right now.
My God.
All right, call us up now. We'll take your calls.
The Cubs game, you came home really late. Did something happen that night?
You know, I did make out with somebody. I did.
The wedding, my cousin's wedding. There was a rumor that you had made out with somebody. What happened? Is that true?
Again, you know, there was a lot of drinking. And,
oh, my God.
That's what just happened. Right now, if you're just joining us, Lauren and Rick had a conversation last night. She said, hey, man, before we move forward, because we had a great night. We were laughing and everything. Best night we've had in a couple of years. Because we were being honest with one another. Then she asked him a couple questions on the air, and that's what happened. Carolina and Lyles. My question to you is, should she break up with him, or now that he's been honest, should they just start all over again because they're in an honest space?
No, listen to me. I went through this. For the first 5 years, it was good. My ex got cancer. He went into remission, decided he was going to explore and cheat. I found out, I forgave him. We were good for like another 5-6 years because we actually moved out of state from here to Nebraska. And then he decided that he was going to start doing this again.
Yeah.
Used his cancer as an excuse
because that's right.
All this guy is also doing is using it as an excuse.
Right.
Mm-hmm, I'm sorry that you went through that. Yeah. That's terrible.
Thanks for the call. I mean, obviously there's going to be tons of situations where this has happened, where you take back a cheater and then he cheats again. We know that.
Right.
But this is different because he has been honest with everything before they're moving forward.
And the hope is that, you know, the truth will set you free. I just feel like hearing something like this, you just put a whole bunch more bricks on me, and I don't know how personally I could get past this.
Okay.
Ivan on the north side, you just heard all of this. Do you think that, I mean, what do you think? Should they get back together?
Ivan.
Yes, I think he should have an opportunity. You know, he was honest. He was really, I mean, you asked the question. He was honest. He could have sit there and lied and tell you, no, he didn't. He would have lived that with the rest of his life, but he was an honest man.
Right, Ivan. So you think that
he deserves that opportunity.
Right, you think that he really loves her, and that's why he was being honest, right?
He really loves her. I think he should work it out. We only live once, honestly. With all this things going around our world now, I think he deserves it.
Okay, now let me ask you this, Ivan. Have you been in the situation where you've cheated on somebody and tried to get them back?
In my past, I have.
Of course.
And, you know, for being honest, I did receive an opportunity once upon a time and things worked out.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad it works out for you.
Thanks, Ivan.
This situation isn't a one time or a two time.
Yeah.
There's three times we know of for sure. All of this stuff, did he love her then? What was happening? I can't.
Okay, take yourself, Nina, back to that time when you took someone back for the third, fourth time after he slept with all you. Why did you do it?
Because I was a broken individual that didn't have any self-worth. And I was like, if you love me, then I feel like a whole person again. That's the truth and why I did it.
But there's some truth to that.
What?
That, like, if that person did end up loving you, you would have been with him and then you guys would have lived happily ever after, no?
I don't think I would have been happy in the long run because I hated myself for it. Even though I took him back, I hated myself for it every day because I couldn't get past what had happened because it was like, how do you value me? Yeah. Where's my value?
Yeah, I hear you. 877-591-9696. He wants to have value in their relationship. And he did that, showing how valuable it was by being honest. Amanda in Lakeview, after hearing that, do you think she should break up with him, or now that he's been honest, they should just start all over again?
She should break up with him.
Yeah. I mean, what would you say, or what do you say to her, like, to convince her that if she still loves this man, even though he just broke her heart again?
It's not worth the tears. And her, for the past few years, she did not know that that happened. So what other instances did she not know about? And just mentally, I'm sure you're telling her that she was crazy for thinking that. So I think just going forward, she's never going to get over it. She's going to waste too much time worrying about what he's doing. So I think she needs to move on.
Okay, let me ask both you ladies this. So in a situation where you want the truth from a man, you're really saying, give me the truth because I'm going to break up with you?
Not necessarily. Just give me the truth because I want to know it. It's already been 2 years. He's been holding in the truth for 2 years.
I guess what I'm trying to say, Nina and Amanda, is that I don't want to turn off guys from telling the truth. And if what's being said is, if you tell the truth, we're going to break up with you anyway.
I don't think that that's necessarily true. I think it depends on the person. But for me, at the same time, if you're telling the truth, you have to be willing to deal with whatever the consequences are. You did it. You put yourself in your apology prison. You did it. You want to love this person, but then you got to really fight for that. But I don't...
That includes being honest and truthful.
I think for me, that's life 101. Can't you just be honest and truthful anyway? You wouldn't be here.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but we're talking about the situation where somebody cheats. And if you want them to be honest and truthful so that you can move forward, it's tough, man.
Well, I think that that's also a risk that you take. You have to have that honesty. And then, you know, it depends on the person who's receiving it, how they're going to react. And in this case, Lauren, that's a lot, Lauren.
I feel bad for Lauren because in that situation right there, you're right. I mean, geez, you've been in a bad situation for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
2 years. The both of you have been in apology prison. All right. 877-591-9696. Amanda, thanks so much for the call. What do you guys think about what you heard? Rick and Lauren, what a situation they're in. Should they stay together or should she just kind of walk away? I don't know. She wanted the truth. I don't know. It's weird to me.
Yeah.
Take your calls next. This is literally like the theme song to what happened last night between Rick and Lauren.
Yeah.
They were laughing now.
Sure. Remembering all the good times.
But then they got on our show.
Reality sets in.
They cried later.
Oh my God. Man, listening to all of this, I'm sure there are a lot of you people that are calling right now that feel just as triggered as I do.
Yeah, man.
Especially if you've been cheated on, you know the pain.
It's been bad. I mean, we got so many people calling up right now, and I hope we can talk to a bunch of them. Paulina in Norridge. So what do you think about this situation between Lauren and Rick?
I think she should definitely break up with him because where was this honest truth 2 years ago when she first found out about it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but nobody tells the truth when they're cheating.
You're trying to get her back. At that point, you're just supposed to be like, okay, let me put all my cards on the table. Nice. Let me try to win you back. But then for 2 years, they're not talking to each other. They're both in pain. 2 years are already gone. And now you want to feel heartbreak all over again and try to rebuild after you have zero trust? Like, how do you even get that back? I don't understand.
I guess I'm just thinking to myself, obviously, the both of them really want to be in this relationship, the both of them. And she's like, in order for me to move forward with this, I need honesty out of you. So here are these two instances where I feel like something happened. Be honest with me. Listen, women have been in this position 100 times.
I know.
And guys will just admit to the one thing that they got caught up from and deny everything else. And here Rick is admitting it because, again, like I said in the beginning, they both want to be together.
I think that...
Thanks, Paulina.
Paulina, thank you for your call. If they just take even some time apart, she will understand and get her self-confidence back. I've been in a similar situation. And once you do that, you understand that these attachments you create to people and think you can't live without, you can. Somebody's going to treat you right. Somebody's going to love you right. Something is going to be better and you'll never put yourself in a situation like this again. Annie, I'm screaming. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I just walked into work. So my thoughts are, so we've been talking about this apology prison thing. And I just don't feel like he's actually been there. Like, getting to go out and doing all these other things sounds like someone who's pretending to be thoroughly and devoted.
That's a great point, Annie. He's been a liar.
The whole time.
It's like Shawshank Redemption for Apology Prison. He snuck out.
Every night.
Yeah, definitely.
I agree.
So you think they should break up then, Annie?
I do.
God.
I do.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Annie. And the thing is, I mean, when you look at it black and white, you say to yourself, yes, he cheated. He admitted to cheating again. Break up.
Mm-hmm.
That to me seems like the obvious answer, right? But when you're looking at the context of the relationship and what they've gone through and what they've tried to make work, I guess that's all I'm trying to say is the other side of it. And trying to give them some credit for being the mature relationship that we all talk about but never really experience.
I think they both get credit for loving each other, but walking away is the harder thing to do and the right thing, because even if, let's say, he wants to have a fresh start in his life, he needs to give himself an opportunity to be somewhere else too and be good, do right by someone, in my opinion.
Right. Lindsay, now this has happened to you and you guys stayed together, correct?
Hello?
Yeah, you guys stayed together after this happened to you, right? So how did it turn out?
We're still together, actually.
So, Lindsay.
And it's a good relationship. We haven't had any issues since then. Here's the thing. What you just said is exactly my point. You want a mature relationship, but nobody wants to do the work. A mature relationship requires honesty. It requires maturity. It requires
communication.
Forgiveness. It requires communication.
Yeah.
This happened a while ago. As far as we knew, she suspected something happened the whole time. So, for one, you can't really punish him for being honest for something that happened a long time ago.
You can't?
I don't think so. I mean, it didn't happen yesterday. If he's trying to do better and he hasn't done anything in the present tense and he's trying to move forward, she asked for honesty. I'm sorry, but as far as what somebody else said, you are going to deter men from wanting to be honest.
Yeah.
I just have a quick question for you, Lindsay. When it happened to you, how soon did the truth come out? Did it come out right when it happened, or was it years later?
No. It was years later.
Really? Okay.
Wait, Lindsay, you love this. You loved this man in that moment, right? You loved him, right? And you wanted to make sure that you wanted that relationship to work deep down inside, right?
Right, which is why I asked for honesty, because I knew that in order for me to trust him, I needed him to be honest and get everything on the table so that I knew what I was moving forward to.
Sure. I'm glad that it worked out for you, Lindsay, honestly.
And thanks for sharing that story with us, because that's the side we really want. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I mean, Jeff probably hits the closest to home for Lauren.
Of course.
You know, and it's nice to hear those stories. But, I mean, man, every situation is different. You just have to look deep into your soul. And really talk to yourself and know what you can live with.
Yeah. I want to give the guys an opportunity here. You know what I mean? I want to be the voice for the gentlemen, the small minority, those that did do something wrong, but do want to be better, right? Did make a mistake in that situation, but do appreciate the person that they're with and want to be with them genuinely and just really just. It was like probably like a little horn dog in their 20s that just wanted to do something. So there is that group of guys out there that maybe did something that does want to be honest, maybe like a Rick who can change like Lindsay's man did.
And if you get that opportunity, know that it is a blessing and please do not take it for granted.
And I will say this, the burden of everything is solely on Lauren. Rick, you get no say in this. If Lauren's like, I want to take you back, that's her call. You don't get to say that. Mm-hmm. And if Lauren's like, you've been honest with me, now I want to walk away, then guess what? That's her call.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be that.
Man.
Damn, y'all. I'm telling you, there's no duo better than us on the radio.
You got any chocolate? I need some chocolate.
I'll take some wine right now.
Oh, my God.
And a deep breath.
Happy Friday. Remember, it's Friday, even though it's gloomy outside. Time for Nina at 9:30 right now, giving you a little gem for the journey. All sponsored by Pepsi Zero Sugar. All the flavor, zero the sugar. Now, we're going into the weekend. I want to give you something to think about, maybe to ease your stress and just make you feel good.
Sounds about right.
Water your plants.
Oh, damn.
Water your plants.
I feel attacked right now.
Now, plants aren't actually plants, guys. Plants are projects, friendships, passions, anything that makes you happy. Now, this came up because I have been talking to too many people lately that I feel like have just been depriving themselves of the things that make them happy.
Okay.
And I just was thinking about it, and I'm like, if we poured more into our plants, the things that we love, then they could grow and take up more space, therefore pushing out a little bit more of the stress and anxieties that we're just feeling, whether we like it or not. So, water your plants.
Is there anything about like overwatering plants? Because, you know, that can kill them too.
Yes, you don't want to drown yourself. So that's actually a really good point. I think that I'm thinking about starting to pour into them. But yeah, you're right. Be careful of where you're pouring all of your energy
into. Just be mindful that you're actually watering them, whatever them might be.
Exactly. Right? That way you're not just working, you're also planting.
And don't just let the rain fall. hit your plants and you think that that's enough.
No, be intentional.
Those are super, that's a superficial analogy for relationships.
100%.
Don't let the rain come down. You actually have to go water.
Right, exactly. Use that watering can. Pick up your phone. Whatever it is, find some way to bring yourself some joy this weekend. That way we'll all be happy next week, okay? Have a wonderful weekend and just know we got you with these little gems. Weekdays, meet at 9:30 with Gabe and Nina on B96.
Wow, that was a good podcast.
I can't even believe we said those things.
I mean, with that one in the beginning when I was like, ah, and then you were like, ha.
Oh my God, right? And I was like, what a jerk.
Hopefully you guys enjoyed it just as much as we did. All right, it's Gabe and Nina, B96.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.